Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. TikTok in D.C., our woke military, the caudacity of the man, and the indictment of Trump is going to have to wait another week. It's all coming up, and then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, the CEO of TikTok testified in front of a House committee. Half of U.S. states now have a ban on TikTok from government devices and 10 different countries. There are two bad things about TikTok, at least. It is a communist Chinese spyware app. Also, the content that the Chinese communists push to young people and all Americans is a psyop to make us dumb and addicted and hate America. It's a tool that every tyrant in human history would have loved to have, and we voluntarily download it on our own phones. Anyway, the COO of TikTok, Vanessa Pappas, who identifies as both a woman and non-binary, and uses they, them, and she, her pronouns. That's confusing. She is both one of the binaries and non-binary. Anyway, she said the hearing, quote, felt rooted in xenophobia, because to these people, everything is racist. Meanwhile, there was another hearing in the House Armed Services Committee. The backstory is the Pentagon has a diversity, equity, and inclusion chief. And she tweeted out, I'm exhausted with these white folks. This lady actually had the audacity to say that black people can be racist too. I had to stop the session and give Karen the business. We are not the majority. We don't have the power. So yesterday, the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness was told to read that tweet out loud during the hearing. He originally said he would take 30 days to investigate what caudacity means, and it's been 6 months. It's a combination of audacity and Caucasian. In short, our military's woke. Well, the caudacity of this man in Detroit. Last June, he raped and then choked a woman with an extension cord, poured gasoline on her body, and then threatened her with a drill. But because we live in a systemically racist country, he was released from custody on a $100,000 bond when the bail agency paid just 10%. He then went on to kill his mother, stepfather, and ex-girlfriend, the mother of his child. Would you have been handled so kindly by the justice system if you did that? Only a $100,000 bail out with 10% of that after you torture and almost kill a woman and then go on to kill three more? Very racist country. And finally, the Trump grand jury will not make an indictment this week. They're meeting today, but on a different case. Apparently, grand juries in New York hear multiple cases at a time. Trump last Saturday said that the indictment was coming down last Tuesday, and he got them all flustered. So we'll have to wait another week and see if it happens, and then how big of a bump in the polls Donald Trump will get. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill will be back with the message of the day next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The people advising Florida Governor Ron DeSantis believe now is his time. They think he can win the Republican nomination and be elected president in 2024. I say the governor has a shot, but needs to study up. He undeniably has done an excellent job running Florida, but so did Jeb Bush. Basking in the sunshine is not enough to secure the Oval Office. Recently, DeSantis made a policy mistake by saying Ukraine is a dispute over territory and not a vital issue for the USA. That is a naive statement, because Putin is obviously on the march as he attempts to resurrect the Soviet Union. Enslaving millions of people is not something Americans endorse. Even more important is China's design to control Taiwan, a free state. If Putin wins in Ukraine, the Taiwanese are goners. The governor should know this. DeSantis also made a significant error by uttering the words porn star while discussing the Trump case. That set off the former president, who heard disrespect in those words from Governor DeSantis. If he really wants the top job, Ron DeSantis, he will eventually need millions of Trump voters to support him. So he might choose his words more carefully. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Colleen, Bill, it's my opinion that if this Bragg character actually indicts and arrests President Trump, he will have done irreparable damage to our judicial system, will destroy any confidence in the system for a majority of American people. I don't disagree. I do not disagree. Lee, concierge member, Lee gets direct access to me. If President Trump is indicted for paying a non-disclosure agreement, then he will become a martyr. Okay, in some circles, that's true. Randall Brown, Collierville, Tennessee. Curious what your thoughts are regarding President Trump calling for protests if he is arrested. President Trump should always use the word peaceful. Always. Mary Hamlet, Fresno, California. Bill, it's disturbing to me that my liberal friends want to see Trump taken away in handcuffs. They hate him. They hate him. Stephen, I don't live in New York, LA, or Chicago. I live in a small city in Kentucky. We don't get much crime. We have churches, high school football games, family-oriented parades, schools that educate. Bill, America is not doomed. The liberal cities are doomed. Not a bad point. It's a big difference between rural America and urban America. Frank Rowe, concierge member, just joined up. So fed up with all the cable news. Good to listen to you again, Bill. I've become a concierge member. Frank, it will improve your life immediately, and you will make money on your decision. Anthony Renzulli, New Jersey. Been a fan since I was a child. Love the No Spin News. I decided to rent Killing Jesus, the movie. I thought it was incredible. Holy Week coming up. Killing the Jesus pay-per-view movie. It's like $3.80 or something. Really, really good for the whole family. So just a tip. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard, You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Last year, more than 100,000 Americans died from drug overdoses, mostly fentanyl. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 90% of the deadly narcotic is made inside China. Ironically, Beijing has the most severe anti-drug laws in the world. The original crackdown on narcotics began under Mao. Beginning in the early 19th century, European colonizers used opium to subdue the Chinese people. By 1890, more than a third of the entire Chinese population was addicted to opium. After the Communist Revolution in 1949, Chairman Mao vowed to eradicate what he called the foreigner's disease. He used his unlimited power to execute drug dealers, force addicts into state-run rehab, and then burned opium crops. Today, the communist regime continues these policies. Like sex offenders in the USA, anyone arrested for drug possession in China is registered and placed on a national list. They are then forced to wear electronic monitoring devices for the next 5 years and are subjected to random drug tests by police. Even people caught smoking marijuana are put into prison 15 days before any trial. Farmers cultivating marijuana are punished as well and subjected to routine searches by the communist authorities. Repeat users in China are sentenced to mandatory rehab for 2 years. There are currently 3 million registered drug addicts in China out of a population of 1.4 billion people. Drug dealers receive mandatory death sentences. Last year, more than 8,000 people were executed in China for distributing narcotics. And here's something else you might not know. While China continues its war on drugs, the USA has given up. Americans can smoke marijuana in 21 states, the Virgin Islands, and Washington, D.C. And believe me, that will not solve the drug problem. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.